Good morning to y'all here. This is Brother Wilmer here for the morning devotional again here. This devotional is for Saturday morning here. The tongue speaketh life and or death. Life and or death are in the power of the tongue. Just looking at scripture here again this morning in Ecclesiastes 10:12. The words of a wise man's mouth are gracious, but the lips of a fool will swallow up himself. The beginning of the words of his mouth is foolishness, and the end of his talk is mischievous madness. A fool also is full of words. A man cannot tell what shall be, and what shall be after him, who can tell? I greet you all in the name of Jesus here this morning to continue on to take a look at the spoken blessing and the power of it, the power of the spoken word. As we look at these Bible verses, as we look at these scriptures, we do recognize that, yes, we can speak, and there's much more power given to the spoken word than what we've, or what I have realized. We can speak blessings into each other's lives. We can also speak curses in each other's lives. Not only can we speak blessings into each other's lives, we can encourage and bless our own souls. If we look closely to David's writing in the Psalms, he blessed God's people. He blessed God. And many a times he encouraged his own soul to bless God. And so our words are the our words have much more power. We recognize that God himself spoke almost everything that we see into existence. And he made us in his likeness. Just to consider for us here the power of the spoken word, and recognizing that it has does have power. It does have power because the one who created us made it that way. It's set. We could say it's set in stone. It's a law of God that we cannot take away. Yes, we might want to take it away, especially if we are not filled with the blessings of God. But this is something that this power of the tongue, this power of the spoken word, is a law that is set by God. No matter how much we'd like to erase that or to take that away, it won't be taken away. It's a sobering thought. It's a sobering thing for us to think and ponder. One thing that I do want to mention here, this week we've been speaking every morning on the spoken word and the spoken blessing, and how the spoken blessing can be a remedy for so many things, for so many different situations. A word of caution that I'd like to bring here this morning is that we do not, okay, first of all, if blessings work a lot like faith, faith works a lot like muscle. If we never exercise, our muscles and strengths will never grow. We must use our muscles in order for them to grow. That's how it is with faith. We must use faith so faith can grow within us. And that's the same way with blessings. We must exercise these blessings. We must exercise blessings for the blessings within us to be strengthened. Now, even though that we are full of faith and full of blessings, and the reason that we are full of faith and blessings is because of where all blessings flow. Even though we may be full of these blessings, we need to be careful not to carelessly bless. There's specifically one area that Jesus himself did not bless, and the scripture also tells us not to bless. That is to bless someone that intentionally wants to lead or guide us into wrong doctrine. We are not to bless such a person. He said to the Pharisees and the scribes, he said that they will not enter in, neither will they allow those that want to enter in to enter in. He also said that they take someone and they will make a disciple or proselyte them and make a child of hell twofold out of people. It is important that we, when we share the gospel, when we bless others, that we are, especially when we're spreading and sharing the gospel, that we share it in a pure spirit, with a pure heart, and be free from all false doctrines and misleading others. So I just wanted to bring that word of caution here this morning, that we are free to bless. There are so many situations around us that could be improved, that could be, life could be brought to by blessing. However, we do not want to carelessly bless what God does not want to be blessed. I'd like to begin here this morning. We've been talking about blessing others around us, blessing those that are close to us, blessing those that we love. This morning, we'd like to talk about blessing our enemies. This is where the rubber really meets the road. Just like to read again here a little bit. 10-year-old Alina was sleeping in her bed one night when a scorpion climbed onto her leg and stung her. She screamed with pain, awaking the rest of the family. Alina's mother understood exactly how her daughter felt. She, too, had been stung by an Arizona bark scorpion, the most poisonous scorpion species in the American Southwest, where Alina's parents served as missionaries to Native Americans. For Elena's mother, the results were excruciating pain and swelling, followed by weakness, dizziness, tightening of the throat, and a tingling in her limbs that continued for weeks. Elena suffered none of these effects, however. After her mother's experience, the family discovered an unusual and effective antidote for just such an emergency, a small battery-powered electric unit developed by their mission organization that produced a high-voltage, low-current charge. They attached electrodes to their daughter's legs and applied the charge to the area of the sting. The girl's pain stopped immediately, and she experienced only a slight temporary soreness where the venom had entered. This kind of electrical antidote has been used with various kinds of poisonous bites, with many positive results. Though doctors aren't fully sure why it works, the charge of the current somehow neutralizes the venom. Scriptures tell us about an even worse venom, the tongue. James writes, "It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. And when someone is bitten by the poison of another's word, a spoken blessing acts just like the electric charge to neutralize the pain and destruction." Of course, when someone abuses or hurts us, returning a blessing is seldom, if ever, a natural reaction. We would much rather strike back in our own. Our pride prompts us to return hurt for hurt and insult for insult. This, however, only doubles the venom and the destruction of the original abuse. Nevertheless, we feel we just can't sit there and take it. We've got to do something. God is aware of that natural tendency on our part, and He makes provision for us. He gives an appropriate response to make, though it isn't what comes naturally. Instead, He tells us to depend on His grace and His Spirit's enabling and to answer back with words of blessing. Bless those that persecute you. Scripture tells us, bless and do not curse. And now I'd like to speak a little bit on blessing God. Blessing God, to bless God with a blessing that comes from God is a wonderful thing. It's staggering to think that one from whom all blessings flow also gives us the ability to bless Him. Yet blessing Him is something He commands us to do. In fact, it is the very purpose for which we were created. Blessing God is one of the strongest and the most meaningful ways to worship and praise Him. It's not surprising that David takes the lead for us in this. Every day I will bless you, he tells the Lord, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Here are some of David's writings. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. Blessed be the Lord my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. Blessed be the Lord because he has heard the voice of my supplications. Blessed be the Lord, for he has shown me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loads us with benefits. The God of Israel is he who gives strength and power to his people. Blessed be God. The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. Here's another little poem that I'd like to read in closing. And then I would like to close with you all here this morning the blessing in Numbers 6. I look that up here. Now for the little poem here, and then later the blessing, and then I'll close. Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with him. Just like to bless you all, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.